Schefter yesterday on McAfee, we got to this late in the show, Keith.
Yeah.
Wild story.
I like how he said tiptoeing around it.
He said tap
dancing. The other thing is, well, he did say tiptoe at first.
Tap dancing, tiptoeing, sashaying around it. I don't know what the implication was there from Schefter.
Christian Wilkins just getting very familiar with some of his teammates, that's all. A little smooch here, a little toe tickle there.
So I just, the only reason I find this interesting, number one, he was a Patriots target in free agency a year ago.
Yeah.
The Raiders release him. It seemed like out of nowhere, but we're starting to get context that it was very much out of somewhere.
Well, they kind of try to put on there that, oh, he didn't rehab his foot injury correctly.
Correct.
So he's out based on that, which he then filed a grievance against. And now you're finding out there was weird stuff in the locker room, which we still don't even, I don't know if they've even scratched the surface of, if you will, of what's going on there.
He was scratching something.
He was. It might have been Tootsie's of teammates. Yeah, great feet, whatever it might be. But, listen, I he's been in the NFL for a while. Like he's played six.
Have you seen some of the videos going around about him back to Clemson?
Yeah,
like you know, checking the oil.
Yep.
Of an opponent,
he wouldn't be the first guy to do that.
Nope. There was a video of him and Josh Allen grabbing below the waist.
No doubt.
And so you're right. He wouldn't be the first player to do that, but an awful lot of videos emerged of him yesterday, and
so,
a handful.
You get your foot up in the air.
A handful, no pun intended,
yep,
of incidents from Christian Wilkins over the years. And the only reason I find it interesting is because they were interested a year ago. Vrabel was talking about him the other day. He's like, I know him well, good kid. And you have to wonder if the Patriots had an interest level, still have an interest level, if they feel like he's a fit and or a player that they're looking at added, because he is very talented, and he was a high-priced free agent 1 year ago.
He was a Massachusetts native. He's only 29 years old. He's been productive in the NFL, and maybe you get him on a little bit of a deal. Maybe there's good value here at this point.
It's
stock
gonna be
is low.
It's going to be a lot of bit of a deal based on some of the stories coming out.
The question is, it's not do I want Christian Wilkins. The question is, does Keon White want Christian Wilkins? Does some of these guys like Harold Landry and Milton Williams, do they want Christian Wilkins on the team? I don't know. I mean, maybe they do, maybe they don't. I don't know if some of these guys, I'm trying to look back. He played with, the Dolphins from 19 to 23, and then he played with the Raiders last year. So what was that, Spillane? He would have been teammates with Spillane?
Yep, that's a good, I mean, yeah, there's quite a few Raiders
least,
here, right? That
yeah.
kid Epps was from the Raiders. I think Chasen was on the Raiders last year.
So yeah, he's got a few
so
guys
like
that he would know.
They could definitely pull the locker room about Christian Wilkins if Vrabel wanted.
Like, are you guys interested in this player? They're like, no, we are
no,
not.
No, we are not interested. Thank you very much. The thing to me that's always felt weird about that addition, it's another area where they do have quite a bit of talent. And not to say that you couldn't use another, sub pass rusher. The Eagles just won a Super Bowl with a deep, talented defensive line. You got their scraps. I mean, I think he's a good player, but you got the Eagles' scraps in Milton Williams, who was a rotational player in Philly. So I'm not saying you couldn't use another talented player, but that's not exactly a huge area of need, is what I would say.
No, it's not. But, I mean, we've seen, unfortunately, you know, Barmore kind of in and out of the lineup over the years. And if you're just having a little bit more depth, and even a guy like Milton Williams, would he play 48% of the snaps last year on defense, something along those lines? So some of the guys you have, like a rotation can be pretty good. And if you're going to be relying on your defense, a player that talented, first of all, doesn't become available if it's not for something. Now, what it is pretty unique.
Well, according to Schefter, it's smooching guys on the head, yeah.
A little smooch here, a little smooch there.
An unwanted smooch on the head, yes.
Okay, well.
According to Schefter.
I wonder who that teammate is and if that teammate will come forward, because apparently he didn't really like what that was. And I also read sort of the team's human resources department got involved.
Yeah. They filed a claim with HR.
I mean, what is happening?
I've still been meaning to do that about Ken leaving me off the show text chain. I've still been meaning to do that.
Can you imagine if the 1990s Dallas Cowboys were like, hey, Charles Haley, you got to come down here to human resources. I mean, geez.
Could you imagine how overwhelmed the HR department would be for those
Cowboys
teams? Yeah, I mean, they probably did have an HR department that all quit. Never mind when you get to Jerry Jones on top of it.
Oh, right.
617-779-7937. Let's start it off today with our pal JP in North Providence. What's up, JP?
Jones, Keith, Jones, two quick Jones questions and then two O-line questions. As the vulture, do you need to hydrate? Are you taking TB12 water today, and are you wearing the flip-flops? Because that sun could burn you.
I'm definitely wearing flip-flops. You know what vultures do to stay cool? I believe they vomit on themselves, Keith. Because I believe that's what a vulture does to stay cool. They vomit on themselves to drop their temperature. I believe I have that right. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
The missus didn't give you the hydration fluid, did she, just in case?
Nope, I get my water here, although I'm very skeptical sometimes of any bottles of anything that I'm handed. Yes.
Perfect. That, the O-line question, so are we saying that the Stone Age cannot protect Drake May already day two? And does it look more like C-Rex or Godzilla? How did he look there? Does he look small day one? What's your first impression?
Okay, body type-wise, Keith, any impressions of Will Campbell?
No, I don't think so. I mean, some of the other guys...
We can barely tell who's on the field from way up here, so I don't know that our eyesight on this is the most trustworthy, but I haven't noticed anything physically either, to be honest.
No, and I think kind of blends in with the other offensive linemen, and I say that sort of as a positive, whereas my first thought was like, oh, wow, Kyle Williams is smaller than I thought. Like, that's one thing that did jump out to me from up here.
I thought Henderson looked smaller than I thought, so I have noticed that about some players. I personally haven't noticed it with him, but we know he's small. Like, whether I've noticed it or not, we know he's small.
Yeah, but, like, I think just from, like, the eye test part of it, I haven't really been like, oh, wow, who's the small lineman?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Who's the child out there at left tackle?
No, it's nothing like that.
We haven't noticed that. Phil did write that Campbell yesterday stepped right up for early reps against Keon White, and the number 4 overall pick ended up on the ground twice. The first instance came at the tail end of a one-on-1 run-blocking rep where White got underneath Campbell and threw him to the ground. The second came in a one-on-1 pass rush period where White bull-rushed Campbell with both arms extended.
It's a little welcome to the NFL type of thing.
That's exactly what he wrote.
Oh, okay.
He said, welcome to the NFL, kid. He said, perhaps feeling Campbell's weight move under White's power, White yanked Campbell's chest plate. Campbell was caught off balance and fell forward while White breezed
chest plate
into the back. Oh, you're saying?
Throw the flag. Flag him.
Throw a little laundry out there onto the field. Okay. But that was what Phil wrote.
That does happen, and you need to be prepared for that.
So to answer JP's question, sounded a little more like Gardzilla rather.
Gardzilla.
Than C-Rex.
Okay.
617-779-7937. We got our eyes on all things Patriots here today. I had my eyes on 8.5 innings of the Red Sox last night, Keith.
Yeah, what happened?
To say I was surprised when I woke up is an understatement. Bad loss for the Sox last night and a weird, weird situation in Minnesota. We'll get to all of it with your phone calls next.